From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. My guest today in the JPR studios is Justin Townes-Earl, whose newest record is called Kids in the Street, out on New West Records. Hello, Justin. Welcome to JPR.
Hey, glad to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here. We were just talking, this is now your seventh full-length record.
It is.
Eighth overall. There was an EP that was your sort of initial splash, and it is now 10 years old.
I know. It's wild. Getting to that, I mean, you always wonder when you're going to get your first reissue, and that's like when you're on your way to being an old musician. that's your first sign when you get your first reissue.
You've got a fascinating career and a fascinating life, and from this side of the glass, it feels like it did not take you a whole lot of time to emerge from the rather large footprint that your dad made in the music world. Like, right out of the gate, Justin Townes-Earl had his own identity, his own sound. Did it feel that way to you, or is that kind of our perspective from the broadcasting world?
Well, it felt that way. It did feel that way to me because my dad and I made a very specific plan on how we were going to do this, which was, he said, it's going to be hard to stay off coattails. He's like, it's going to be very hard because coattails are long sometimes. And he said, so we're not going to record together. We're not doing shows together. You know, we both came up with this. It's like, we're going to avoid each other like the plague for the first part of your career. And so for the first, I think even now, since 10 years since my dad and I have probably played 5 shows together.
No kidding. That's it?
Most of them have been benefits for, like my little brother's school and things like that. But, we decided to keep everything very, very separate because there's nothing that would horrify me more than sounding just like my father. Like I couldn't figure out something for myself.
There are a lot of worse people to sound like than your father, by the way.
There are, yeah. There are. But still, you don't want to be a clone.
Yeah. So he left when you were really young, right? You were brought up primarily by your mother.
Yes.
At what point did you really start to know him?
Really well when I was about 12, 13, somewhere around there, and he came back from his, what we call his vacation in the ghetto, when he came back, he was working with vengeance, and so he was definitely, he wasn't around after that, but it was for a completely different reason, and so my father has the most incredible work ethic out of anybody I've ever encountered in my life, and that's definitely, watching that was like, that was a big part of it for me,
So around 13, you said. So how long did it take before you started to have ideas that a life of music was what you wanted to do?
2 years later, I left home. I packed up a guitar and a bag of clothes, and I left home and went to the hills up in East Tennessee. I did very specific movements. I went to the hills in East Tennessee to study kind of mountain music. You're not going to study it by some kid who learned it from, the Folkways collection. You're going to learn it by going and meeting Clarence Ashley and doing all the stuff, which I did. And that, so I did that. And then I went to Chicago because I wanted to understand what happened to the blues when it hit Chicago. And so it was I made some very intentional moves, even though it seems like I flew by the seat of my pants. There were some definite decisions made, real life decisions made in what I was doing in the past.
It sounds like a combination of not only learning to be a musician, but learning to be a student of the kind of music that you wanted to eventually make yourself.
Absolutely. And you don't put anything in, then nothing comes out. And that goes for music. And that goes for, I think, if you want to be a songwriter, reading, period.
Yeah. Justin Townes-Earl is my guest today. His newest record is called Kids in the Street. You can find information at justintownes-earl.com, Facebook, Instagram, all those kinds of places. You have brought in a Recording King guitar to play for us. What do you want to start with today?
Let's start with Champagne Corolla.
Elbow high and a sea red back, look like she should be driving something long and back. All I'm asking is, all do you know her? Pretty little thing, and she drive that champagne Corolla. I seen her around here just last night. Today she been by 2-3 times. Ain't you listening to me? I done told you, pretty little thing, and she drive that champagne Corolla. So will I. So boys on the corner, did they know? He said, I'm many and things you think is out on the road. I said, the one I mean, if you seen her, you would know her. Pretty little thing, drive that champagne Corolla, all right. I don't care what no man say. She can run all week on just one tangles to show you. Maybe baby got her head on her shoulders. And she sure looks sweet when she drives that champagne Corolla. Ah, but I know that every man thinks that he needs some high-toned woman, something built for speed. But you can't trust a rich girl no further than you can throw her. Need a middle class queen, drive that champagne Corolla. Don't mean one damn thing to me. Just give me something. It'll give me where I'm going now. Like a pretty little thing and drive that champagne Corolla. So help me, baby, not jump on the side. If she'd have me on, she's got to do it. Get a little tap on the shoulder. I'll ride away with the girl in the champagne Corolla. I'll ride away with the girl in the champagne Corolla.
Well, speaking of the blues, Champagne Corolla, nice 12-bar blues there. The song that leads off the new record, Kids in the Street. My guest today is Justin Towns Earl here in the studios. Well, you have ended up as a bluesy, folky singer-songwriter, some country elements, but I was interested to discover that one of your big influences over the years is Billie Holiday.
Absolutely.
Like you, she was very good at singing a little bit behind the beat, just kind of making you wait for it a little bit. I can hear that in how you perform as well. How did you first discover Billie Holiday?
I'm pretty sure it was one of my stepsister's friends. We were at her house picking up one of her friends. I was 11 or 12, and I heard the song No Regrets coming out of, I think, her mother's, the back of the house. And it really kind of, it was the same time I discovered, like, Lead Belly and things like that. So it was a very intriguing sound to me. But there's something about the, and I know this is a very common thing to say in jazz, but I think that it's I'm glad that this is something that's common that's said in jazz, is that, you know, there's this very big connection to Chet Baker and Billie Holiday, especially amongst a little bit wider of a mass of jazz fans. And they had this same sensibility, this inherent sadness that was in their voices and in their way that they, and in Chet, the way that he played also. Yeah. And he sang just like he played, you know. And so it was, you know, and I think that there was just something that drew me to that, you know, the pain in the voice. You know, there was pain in that voice, and it didn't necessarily have to be shown through talking about it or falling down in front of people. You know, you just had to, it was there. It was nothing to prove. The pain was there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, both of those artists in a large way have a similar progression to you. I know that over the years there have been a couple of stints of substance abuse rehab moments. Was there sadness in the voice for you? Do you hear it when you listen back to records that were made during that period as opposed to the stuff you're making right now?
Well, you know, I managed to be sober for the making of all my records except for Harlem River Blues,
which is the one that won the Americana Music Award.
Right, exactly. the one that I made when I was, I mean, completely intoxicated and I was like the Rick James of Americana at that point. I was doing so much blow. So
that's going to be our quote for this. You realize that, right? But do you feel a different kind of music flowing through you now, or has it always been the same?
No, I mean life has definitely changed. I mean, it's definitely not going to be. I still look for that sadness and that melancholic thing in life and that blues, the blues in life. But yeah, I think that you don't necessarily have to write blues from the bottom, you know, as long as you know about the bottom. Mm. And I don't think you got to necessarily make it all the way to the bottom to sing the blues. But I shot dope for 10 years, you know, and I got away starting when I was 12 and got away with it, you know. Wow. And so until I was 22 years old. And so that was, I can't believe, you know, I survived all that stuff. So I know the bottom, and I know that you don't got to go that far, because I know a lot of great songwriters that people think are really have been really down and outers, and they're nothing but bar drunks.
Justin Townes Earle is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called Kids in the Street. What do you got next for us?
Let's do Maybe a Moment.
Get in the car front with me. No, there's nothing to do around here during the weekend, so we're going to Memphis to get out of town. Going to Memphis to mess around. And I got a bottle of Thunderbird in the trunk. I know a place if there's anything you want. This old man runs a store, he'll sell anything to anyone. But I don't know what time he closes up. So think about it. But baby, don't take too much time. Maybe only a moment, but maybe time of your life. A voice might look rough, but they're not tough between me and you, though they can be crude. Like the girl less than is going on about what he just said. She's got a pretty mouth. So you see now, man, what I'm dealing with. And how's the old thing going? Friends like this one. Don't worry, we all gotta be back by morning time. Maybe only a moment, maybe the time of your life. Come on, baby, come on. Ain't you ever stayed out all night long? So I know your brother, he don't scare me. Why should we tell your mama anything? I'm bothering you, let me know. But ain't we damn near grown? Maybe it's Tuesday, maybe it's damn near midnight. Maybe only a moment, maybe the time of your life. Maybe only a moment, maybe the time of your life.
That is Justin Townes Earle live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Kids in the Street. What is the story behind both the album and the title track, Kids in the Street?
Well, I think that it's a song that I wanted to write for a long time. I actually had the title for a long time and kind of a half-written kind of song. And I keep all my old notebooks because I don't think necessarily just because something doesn't work at the moment that it's not going to work later, you know. And so I went digging through. I remembered it and went digging through my notebooks and found what I had, which I didn't keep any of what I already had. But it's a song that I needed to get further away from home. It was just bitter before. Now there's a bitter, somewhat sweet to it, but it took me a long time to get to that because it's about the turning over of Nashville. I mean, and simply put, the neighborhood that I grew up in was 85, maybe 90% black. That's 100% white now. 100%. Wow. And it's, I'm not that old. I mean, it was like that when I was 15 years old. I mean, that's
20 years ago.
Yeah. It wasn't that long. I mean, it was like that when I was 20 for the most part. And so it's definitely a strange thing when you walk through a place that you're so familiar with and you don't recognize a soul. Mm. You see the buildings where, you know, you bought your birthday cakes when your mom took you to buy your birthday cakes, and it's now a salon.
Well, you are fairly ensconced in this Americana category. You have talked over the years about the challenges of keeping Americana Americana, and that it's gone in one direction, it's gone real pop. Another direction, it's just country music with a new name. Where do you find yourself fitting into that world? Does that kind of stuff even really concern you on a day-to-day basis as a working musician?
No, I mean, it doesn't concern me. I mean, it's. I think it's, you know, as far as we're concerned, it's our jobs to just make music, and it's everybody else's, you know, I wouldn't say job, but want to categorize us. But, you know, Americana was, like I do, same thing with Americana, is there was a point, and it was smaller then. Everything gets more popular, it gets a little more watered down. But when you talk to Americana back in the day, you're talking about Emmylou Harris and Buddy Miller and Daryl Scott and Tim O'Brien and people like that. Heavy, heavy hitters. I mean, heavy hitters. So you didn't have to sit through, you know, a bunch of garbage when you went to the Americana Association to get to the good stuff. It was just all good stuff in the 90s and 2000s. And I think that it has, you know, no club can stay exclusive forever. Otherwise, people start talking about them and getting conspiracy theories. So, yeah.
Back in 2008, you and your dad were on NPR's Morning Edition, and you were talking about the similarities and differences between the two of you. And you said, "I got a feeling that when I have kids, I'm going to have a little girl, and she's going to be completely sensible." What do you have coming in about a month from now?
A little girl.
A little girl. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes.
You have also talked about working on a novel and a book of poetry.
Yes.
Are you close to done? Because in about a month, you will have no more free time.
Oh, I know. I'm working on a sociological study to kind of go over the cultural revolutions that followed baseball, blues, and LSD.
Fantastic. We will look forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for being here today, man. It's a pleasure to meet you and talk with you. Justin Townes Earl is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Kids in the Street. You've got one more to go out?
I do. Let's do. I'm not going to do one of my songs on this one. We'll do somebody else's song on this one.
Yeah? All right.
Well, the Mississippi Delta is shining like a national guitar. I'm following the highway down the river through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boy pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companion, he's 9 years old, and he's the child of my first marriage. Well, I cannot explain this, and part of me wants to see Graceland. But she comes back and tells me she's gone now. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed. I never noticed the way she combs her hair off her forehead. And she says losing love is just a window in your heart. Everybody sees you blown apart, and everybody sees the wind blowing. Whoa, Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. And my traveling companion is ghosts and empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts of empties. I reasons I cannot explain this. Some part of me wants to see Graceland. Now there's a girl in New York City, well, she calls herself the human trampoline. Whenever I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, also, this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And she says, losing love is just a window in your heart. Everybody sees you blown apart, and everybody sees the wind blowing. Oh, Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. I may be obliged to defend every love and every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. I'm going to Graceland. I'm going to Graceland.
Not a bad choice to wrap up.
Yeah.
I recognize it. Justin Townes Earle is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record is called Kids in the Street. You can find out a lot more at justintownsearle.com. Justin, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.